This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The COVID pandemic was, among other things, a grim reminder that workers without paid sick leave find it very hard if they do indeed get sick. Emergency federal rules for paid sick leave expired in 2021, but some states addressed this recently, including Colorado, New York, New Mexico, Illinois, and Minnesota. They joined 10 other states and D.C. with these benefits. Zach Dyer with our partner KFF Health News reports.
Bill Thompson and his wife were married nearly 20 years, and she'd never seen him smile.
I didn't have any teeth to smile with.
An infection in Thompson's mouth that started around 1998 robbed him of his teeth. As he worked the grill at Burger King, Thompson dealt with throbbing toothaches and painful abscesses that made his face swell. At the time, he didn't have health or dental insurance or paid sick leave. Thompson lives in Missouri, one of many states that doesn't require it.
I can't afford to miss any work. I can't afford to miss any pay because I already work paycheck to paycheck.
It eventually took charity care for Thompson to get his teeth fixed in 2018. Today, he has a new smile and a new job, one that offers paid sick leave.
When the pandemic hit, we finally saw some real political will to solve the problem of not having federal paid sick leave.
That's Hillary Wething. She co-authored a report on sick leave in America for the Economic Policy Institute. Wething says the lack of paid time off hits low-income workers the hardest.
If you take 3 days of unpaid sick time, that could potentially cut off electricity or heating to your family.
Wething's report found that more than half of the lowest paid workers can't get time off for an illness. She says showing up to work sick poses a risk to coworkers and customers.
Our cashiers, our waiters, our nail technicians, they risk infecting their customers, and that can have a community-wide ripple effect.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses says the cost of paying workers for time off, extra paperwork, and lost productivity burdens small employers. And the Small Business Advocacy Group argues that workplaces should have the flexibility to figure something out with their employees without mandates. Illinois' paid time off law went into effect this year. Lauren Patton co-owns the Old Bakery Beer Company there. She says most of her employees are young.
So when they get sick, it's usually a day or two, and then they're back at it.
One study found that workers take an average of 2 more sick days a year once these laws go into effect. Patton supports Illinois' new requirement for sick leave, but worries about how to pay for it.
So whether that means raising prices or cutting something else or just, like, doing it and seeing what happens, like...
If the state requires it, she says she'll make it work. In St. Louis, I'm Zach Dyer.